Dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 12th of May, and partly cloudy morning here in Auroville on 32 degrees Celsius with the weather forecast of times of clouds and sun throughout the day and partly cloudy over the night. Temperatures from low 29 to high 35 with heat index on 44 degrees Celsius. Maximum ultraviolet index expected on 10, extreme. Humidity is 87%, chance on thunderstorm on 2%. Southern winds at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. And we can expect some heavy thunderstorms over the weekend. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 38%. The working committee reminds us on Tamil election day on 16th of May, where all units are to close for the day. They are saying the Legislative Assembly election of Tamil Nadu will be held on Monday, 16th of May, and it is mandatory that all units and services of Auroville are closed as per government rules. So for that reason, also accessible Auroville public bus will not function for 2 days on next week, on election day and on election results day, 19th of May. So 16th and 19th of May, there won't be no bus. So for that reason, also solar kitchen and latte house remain closed. Also Santa will be closed on Monday. And on Monday 23rd, they will be closed for their tour. They would also like to inform us that for the next 2 weeks, beginning on Thursday, which is today, 12th of May, Santa will be without a general practitioner, Dr. Igor or Dr. Ruslan. The nurses will be available for nursing duties and lab samples every morning as usual, except Monday 23rd and, of course, Monday 16th. The Auroville Council and the Working Committee have decided to strengthen the existing TDC with an additional 5 to 7 interim members. Interim members will be a mix of part-time and full-time, representing skills of administration, organization, management, communication, finance, architecture planning, and bioregional work. New or any present member should not have any conflict of interest in the decision to be taken by Lavinia d'Auroville or TDCC. The Auroville Council invites all Aurovillians to propose 7 names maximum. The deadline for nomination is May 18th. The interim members will be chosen by the Auroville Council and the Working Committee through consensus from the list of names received from the community. So please send your nomination to the AVC office at auroville.org.in with a short description of the reasoning for your choices. Matrimon Deer, it's closed for maintenance Monday 16th to 21st of May for urgent repair maintenance work. And Matrimon Deer also will remain closed on the Children's Day, Tuesday 17th, from Sunday 15th to Friday 20th. Otherwise, on Monday 16th at 7 p.m. at Joy Guest House, we can participate in World Cafe, restoring connection, regaining our voice and finding purpose in what otherwise seems senseless. What we can do as community to respond constructively to pain, broken connection and loss of trust. We can join them to explore some of their reconciliation processes being used in the different parts of the world. And they are hosting a series of monthly conversations in the co-creative World Cafe format throughout the year 2016. This month, their focus will be on the story of Shannon Moroney from Toronto in Canada. BCC informs us on new solar kitchen rates, and they are saying that following a discussion with the solar kitchen team to keep up with the increasing food costs, new rates have been decided for the solar kitchen, which will be implemented from 1st of June. And the new rates would be monthly, instead of 1,430, would be 1,570. For students, it would be 1,450 per month. For individuals, daily would be from existing 90 to 95, for children from existing 50 to 55, and for the guests from existing daily 200 to 200. That remains the same. Sunday lunch, instead of 130, now it will cost 145. And Sunday lunch for children, it will cost 80 rupees. For guests, Sunday lunch, 210. Dinner, individuals from monthly, it's 1570. Daily rate 95 individually or for guest 180, and sports children 22,000. We also have an update from our council subgroup, adult learning activities, saying that the council formed in October 2015 a study group with Daniel, Dania, Dominic, Guy, Joster, Lara and Vikram to work out guidelines for all adult learning activities with classes, workshops, courses, training, seminars. So the task was to create a set of guidelines that are legally sound and logistically doable, promote transparency and collaboration, are inclusive of all the different concerns, conditions and needs of all stakeholders, grow the ALA sectors in capacity and contribution, monetary and in kind, to Orwell while supporting the values of Orwell. So the ALA study group has so far worked out, with input of the relevant working groups and stakeholders, the guidelines for visa requirements for those working in the ALA sector, registration requirements for ALA activities taking place at Oroville venues and by Orovillians, newcomers or qualified volunteers, service tax requirements applicable to ALA activities. And the subsequent topics the study group is working on are now guidelines for contribution based on assessing diverse ground realities of ALA providers, and guidelines on implementation, and suggest a framework of coordinative platform that represents the needs of stakeholders, supports the growth of the entire sector to enable it to grow the contribution to Orwell. In this context, they have to keep in mind that the Orwell economy is an interdependent matrix in which the ALA sector attracts the right kind of people wanting to volunteer, learn, get training, do research to Orwell, that it in return by their extended stays in Orwell supports the hospitality and retail sector of Orwell and become positive ambassadors for Orwell in their places of origin. Studio Naqshbandi and Sustainable Livelihood Institute, with support of Stichting the Desire and a project coordination group, are announcing a workshop, Sensing, Feeling, Knowing, a retreat to experience the real world on 20th, 21st, 22nd and 23rd of May. The workshop is being conducted with spirit of non-authority and it will be held in Sustainable Livelihood Institute in Kotakar. The Ferry team informs us that they will be closed from today onward due to the shortage of staff, so they need to redo the ceiling and conduct their maintenance works, which will take some time and necessitate full closure. They will try to reopen mid-June. The Morgan Cafe will remain closed until 23rd of May. And here's the plea from the Orwell Health Center for hospital attendance at PIMS for Shanti from Creativity. And PIMS treating orthopedist Dr. Shashir indicated that two people with A+ blood type are needed to donate blood today or tomorrow. You need to contact Laura of Centerfield on 944-2788-016. And the teachers of Orwell Kindergarten invite all children age 4 to 7 for 3 times a week for games, crafts, blocks and swimming pool. Monday, Wednesday and Friday between 9 a.m. to 12 at Kindergarten Centerfield, and from Wednesday 18th of May until 27th of May. At Nandanam Kindergarten, it will be, that program will be going on between 30th of May until 10th of June. But of course there won't be no school bus and no lunch. The teachers will not be responsible for the children after noon, so they're asking you to pick up your child on time. Also, the news and note will take 2-week break this summer, starting from tomorrow's news and notes. So the next issue will come on date 4th of June. At Cinema Bharat News Auditorium on tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. there will screen Playtime, directed by Jacques Tati, and was made in France and Italy in 1967. Today at 7:30 p.m. a special screening at Babi Asiate in Bharat Nivas near Kalakendra and the auditorium of Rasan Pia, a film in Hindi with English subtitles in the presence of Mr. Niharika. And the film was made with writer and director Akash Madan. At Sadhana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can see 6 Degrees Could Change the World, made in 2008 and directed by Ron Brownman. At Cinema Paradiso 500 Nations, the story of Native Americans, it's going on. And today we will see episode 7 and 8, Roads Across the Plains and Attack on the Culture. On Saturday they will screen the Peanuts movie, made in USA in 2015 by director Steve Martin, and its animation adventure comedy. As children's film on Sunday, they will screen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, made in 1989 by director Joel Johnston. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m, Salaam Bombay, made in India, UK and France in 1988 and directed by Meera Nair. From the Essence of the Gita by Sri Aurobindo we read, "Know then yourself, know your truer self to be God and one, with the self of all others. Know your soul to be a portion of God. Live in what you know, live in the self, live in your supreme spiritual nature, be united with God and Godlike. Offer, first, all your action as a sacrifice to the highest and the one in you and to the highest and the one in the world. Deliver last all you are, do, into his hands for the supreme and universal spirit to do through you his own will and works in the world." Thank you for listening, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.